This is the Phyllis Schlafly Report from Eagle Forum. Mrs. Schlafly is a constitutional attorney, pro-family leader, and the author of more than 20 books, including No Higher Power, Obama's War on Religious Freedom. And now, here's the president of Eagle Forum, Phyllis Schlafly.
China has sold Americans a dazzling array of counterfeits and forgeries, including copyrighted books, music, and expensive fashion apparel. But much more dangerous is the tainted food that China sells us. The China Bee Products Association claims that half of all honey sold in China is fake. Chinese baby milk killed Chinese babies after melamine was added to conceal the milk's low protein count. China tops the list of countries with tainted products. There are some U.S. inspections in China, but they surely are not what we are used to in the United States. Even our pets are in danger. Mysterious canine illnesses and deaths have been linked to jerky treats from China, and two manufacturers pulled leading brands off their shelves. Federal officials said the current outbreak sickened 3,000 dogs and 10 cats, and killed about 600 canines. China's latest venture into deception is collecting empty bottles of genuine alcohol, refilling them with a cheap substitute, such as antifreeze, from who knows where, and then reselling this counterfeit alcohol to popular bars and restaurants in Beijing. The police discovered 37,000 bottles of this fake alcohol ready to be delivered. An expert on Chinese health at the Council on Foreign Relations, Yang Zhang Huang, explained that the big difference between Chinese and U.S. medicine safety is this. U.S. vaccines are kept safe by supporting institutions such as the market economy, democracy, media monitoring, civil society, and the business ethics code, plus inspections and regulations, severe punishment for violators, and lawsuits by trial lawyers. Communist China does not tolerate any of these safety precautions.
This has been the Phyllis Schlafly Report from Eagle Forum. Chances are you or someone you care about is unemployed or underemployed. At eagleforum.org, in a blunt conversation with Phyllis Schlafly, we're weighing the causes and solutions of this national crisis. One thing is certain, more government spending is not the answer. Join the blog at eagleforum.org. Thanks for listening, and join us next time for the Phyllis Schlafly Report.
This is Dr. Robert Rowan here to give you an important message regarding stem cell treatment. World-renowned physician, stem cell expert, and friend Dr. David Steinblatt has performed over 8,000 stem cell treatments since 2009. Bone marrow stem cells are completely legal to do here in the USA. The bone marrow stem cell treatment is not only fast, done in less than 2 to 3 hours, but relatively pain-free and has little to no recovery time. Dr. David Steinblatt and his office are able to help and treat patients who suffer from cerebral palsy, traumatic brain injury, stroke, macular degeneration, arthritis, Parkinson's disease, congestive heart failure, and more. Personally using their services for my knee and seeing great improvement, Dr. David Steinblatt is highly recommended by me. Go to stemcellmd.org or call 800-300-1063 to find out more. Again, stemcellmd.org or call 800-300-1063 today to receive more information.
It's time to utilize your Second Amendment right. No better way than at Knob Creek Gun Range. Check out the large variety with over 3,000 guns in stock. Also, reloading supplies, ammunition, and low admission. Only $10 per person per day. $5 for children 12 and under. And 50% off for active duty and retired military with valid ID. If you don't own any firearms, no problem. You can rent one of ours. Knob Creek Gun Range supplies all your shooting needs. Go to KnobCreekRange.com for more information. Range memberships are available. Visit KnobCreekRange.com today.
There are many water filters to choose from, but there is only one system that is consistently customer rated 5 stars as the number one system for effective filtration of fluoride, radiation, drug residues, heavy metals, a wide range of radioisotopes, and more. Introducing the PureFect Ultra, the next generation water filter that also raises alkaline pH, improves antioxidant potential, and has advanced anti-radiation technology, all while using no electricity. Sold worldwide, it provides virtually instant clean water on demand. It is not made in China, and the shipping is free to all 50 states. Buy your PureFect Ultra today by visiting PureFectFilters.com or call 888-891-4821. Again, that's 888-891-4821 or visit PureFectFilters.com.
Herbal Healer Academy presents its spring specials. All sizes of our 500 parts per million colloidal silver are on sale, along with products to help you lose weight, like apple cider vinegar, Hoodia, Metabolic Complex, and Pro Metabolic. That's not all. Anti-Parasite Intestinal Freedom, Wormwood Plus Complex, Stevia Liquid Sweetener, and the Super Enzymes are on sale. Visit HerbalHealer.com to order yours. Request our free 128-page catalog. Healing the world with nature, one person at a time. HerbalHealer.com.
Welcome to the What Really Happened radio show. Because World War III is a really bad idea. Here is your host, Michael Rivero.
And aloha, America. Welcome back to the show here. And there's a lot of stuff going on here. We've got Mike Phillip waiting on the line. Before we get to him, breaking story. As I mentioned earlier in the show, while the world is looking at the shoot down of Malaysian Flight 17 over Ukraine, Israel has launched the ground war into Gaza. They're reporting heavy artillery and shelling along the Gaza border. Israel is claiming that they're shutting down Hamas's terror tunnels into Israel, for which there is no proof whatsoever. They're just going to flatten the place. Go in and say, well, no more Palestinians. It's part of Israel again. All righty. Let's see. And by the way, a video has now surfaced showing the surface-to-air missile hitting Flight 17. So the theory about a bomb from on board from the Amsterdam airport, that theory is no longer operational here. All righty. Joining us on the line is Mike Phillip from Youngevity. And, Mike, I'm sorry we don't have a lot of time today, but obviously it's a very, very busy news day. What's on your mind today?
Well, I'll tell you what, Mike, it's good to talk to you again, my friend, and to the listening audience. My name is Mike Phillip. I'm coming at you live from Camrose, Alberta, in beautiful Western Canada. And I'm just going to tell you a quick little story. About 3 years ago, my beautiful young wife was absolutely breaking down, her knees, her ankles, her neck, her everything. She would cry herself to sleep at night. I took her to doctors, rheumatologists, and pain specialists all over this province with our vaunted free healthcare system. And I got one of three answers when we asked them what was wrong with her. And one was, would you like some OxyContin? Number two, you're lying to get OxyContin. Number three, which was probably the most honest answer, was, So I started looking around because I knew there had to be something out there to fix my wife and get her health back. Well, I came across the Fire Your MD Now radio show with Dr. Peter Glidden, and I started listening and I started to put into practice the things he was talking about. Not only did my wife's joints completely rebuild and restore themselves, I lost debilitating asthma and allergies that I had had since a child. I was rushed to the hospital room at 4 in the morning, turning blue on more than one occasion. So during over the course of events, I got to be friends with Dr. Glidden, and now I'm the Friday host of the Fire Your MD Now radio show. And we help people use Youngevity products to get their health back. Now, I want to read you a quote. This is for you Americans. This is your Dr. Benjamin Rush, signature of the Declaration of Independence. And this is what he said. Unless we put medical freedom into the Constitution, the time will come when medicine will organize into an undercover dictatorship to restrict the art of healing to one class of men, and they deny equal privileges to others. The Constitution of the Republic should make a special privilege for medical freedom as well as religious freedom. Now, we've gotten into a situation where here in Canada, because of the Canada Health Act, you're not allowed to say anything cures anything unless it's a drug. You can't even say that water cures dehydration. No joke. So we're in this situation where we've got this free healthcare system that's absolutely bankrupting us. Okay? It's unsustainable at best. And in that time, I'm getting reports that they're expecting, Global News just reported this, that they expect 1 in 10 Albertans to get type 2 diabetes in the next 10 years. 1 in 10. They expect...
Can I answer here a little bit, because we are going to be running out of time here, and I just want to repeat something I said earlier in the show when I was teasing the fact that we were going to be on here in the third hour. Right now in the United States of America, we're seeing this huge push by corporations and government to get us to be dependent on corporate-provided food, much of which is nutritionally deficient. In other words, it doesn't matter how much of this stuff you're eating. It's filled with fillers, wood pulp, all kinds of stuff, artificial flavoring, and all these chemicals. But in the process, nutrients your body actually needs are being depleted. The overabuse of farmland has led to crops growing that don't have all the chemicals your body actually needs. And it doesn't matter how much you eat of this corporate-provided food, you're not going to get these important nutrients. And when you're looking at what's on here, by the way, my wife and I are both using this product as well here. You realize, you know, the chemicals that your body need, if you can't get them from corporate-provided food and you are not being allowed to grow and produce your own food, which is now true for much of the United States, you're going to have to get that someplace else, or you're going to have problems. And, of course, the American approach to this is, well, if the food you're eating causes medical problems, go to a doctor and buy more of our chemicals, because it's all geared about getting money out of you. And I know a lot of people will write in and say, well, this is just another somebody's trying to get rich quick. And no, it really isn't. And until you've gone through this experience, which Mike here has done, I went through it with my lovely wife, Claire. She had 5 years of joint pain, and the orthodox conventional corporatized industrialized medical establishment couldn't do anything about it other than sell us pills that didn't help and made her sick. And then we found out she's got chemical sensitivities to chemicals that are in common household and cosmetic products, because hey, it maximizes their profitability. And we've gone down this whole thing of we get the chemicals out of our lives. We keep our diets alkaline, and we're always aware of the chemicals that our body needs, the naturally occurring nutrients that our body needs, that we get this stuff. And when I first started on it, I was starting with these body trim, because they're supposed to be for weight loss here. And when I started on them, I noticed an immediate change, and it felt like parts of my chemistry and parts of my body were switching back on. And until you go through it, you don't understand the fact that whatever you're buying from the restaurants and from the supermarkets, it may taste good. It may not necessarily be good for you. It may not have everything that your body normally would get from a natural diet, going out and either hunting down some game meat or growing vegetables and fruits in your own property and just eating them. And you've got to replace those missing chemicals from someplace, or you're going to have some chronic medical issues.
Absolutely.
Anyway, Mike, give us the website where you want our listeners to go to, because we're almost out of time in this segment. And again, I apologize for...
Yeah, no problem, Mike. If y'all can go to teamwhatreallyhappened.com, once again, that's teamwhatreallyhappened.com. You can put in your email address and register with the site, and we'll send you some free videos of Dr. Peter Glidden talking about how to overcome 900 different chronic pain and health issues without drugs and surgery. And there's a 1-800 number. I'll be manning that some of the time as well. And we will coach you on what to use specifically to overcome high blood pressure, diabetes, atrial fibrillation, asthma, allergies, all kinds of things. And I've seen it all around me.
Well, yeah, we do have an ad banner on my website. And yes, they are a paid sponsor of the website. But, you know, every once in a while, you'll get an ad client that's selling something that you really feel good about and you feel good about having on the website. And this is definitely one of those products. Again, Claire uses this stuff. I use this stuff. We've noticed an improvement in our life. And it all comes down to the fact that what we're being sold by these corporations in the United States of America, it may taste good. It may look good. It may not necessarily be good for you. It's just there for somebody to make money. And whether or not it's healthy and whether or not it's nutritionally complete just isn't a factor anymore. And if you're not getting all the nutrients you need from your food, you got to get them someplace else, or you're going to have these issues.
Mike, I appreciate you letting me on. Could I just mention something else real quick? If I could switch gears, you might find this interesting.
1 minute.
I had an hour-long candid discussion with the Minister of State and Finance with the federal Canadian government just the other day. And one thing that really stood out to me, he said that the media isn't reporting, is that the Canadian government is actively working to pull Christians out of Syria and Iraq because they're being slaughtered.
Yeah, that's a real big scandal. We're seeing that also in the West Bank, where these settlers in the illegal settlements are stoning Christian children trying to go to school. But that part of it's never being reported. Anyway, listen, Mike, got to let you go. Got to take a commercial break. Got to come back. A lot of news happening right now. We'll be right back.
It seems that everywhere you turn to these days, people are talking about the health benefits of silver. But don't be fooled into believing all silver is the same. Only one silver solution has been clinically shown to be hundreds of times stronger than colloidal or ionic silver. That's Supernatural Silver. It can be used internally as a powerful immune system enhancer to fight off bacteria and viruses. Supernatural Silver can be used topically to treat any type of wound or skin issue. It's even gentle enough to be used on the ears, eyes, and sinuses. And unlike harsh drugs and antibiotics, Supernatural Silver has no side effects. Available as a liquid or a gel that you can use every day to stay healthy and well. To experience outstanding customer service and to place your order, visit SupernaturalSilver.com. Use the promo code SILVER2014 for 20% off your entire order. Give yourself and your loved ones a fighting chance with Supernatural Silver, only at SupernaturalSilver.com. SupernaturalSilver.com.
Do you love America? Do you support the right to bear arms? Do you have an opinion on the current immigration issue? Do you believe in the dollar? You have a voice. You have an opinion. Let it be heard. Go to AmericanFreedomSurvey.com right now and make your voice count. Do you like your rights taken away for the so-called sake of public safety? Do you want to repeal Obamacare? Go to AmericanFreedomSurvey.com today and fight back. All you have to do is fill out a short survey and you're done. Simple, easy, fast. For your time, you get entered to win free gold and silver. That's right. Get gold and silver free by filling out this short survey that enters you to win. AmericanFreedomSurvey.com. Go to AmericanFreedomSurvey.com today. That's AmericanFreedomSurvey.com.
Earthquakes, hurricanes, nuclear accidents, terror attacks, and all-out social collapse. With the world today more volatile than ever, the future has never looked more uncertain. Survivalist Magazine is the one resource you can't afford to be without. Claim your free trial subscription now at www.survivalist.com and your first issue ships immediately. Get all the details and more at www.survivalist.com or order by phone. Call 1-866-437-6570. Your survival may depend on it.
I bet you didn't know that some of you can live in Asia on just the amount of your new Obamacare premium increase alone. Shocking, I know. Options for early retirement, second or primary residence, visas, legal, business startup. Admit it, you've thought about it for years. It's time. Go to AsiaRunLikeHellGuide.com, a down-and-dirty guide on doing it once, doing it right, and on the cheap. AsiaRunLikeHellGuide.com. AsiaRunLikeHellGuide.com.
What really happened? Wouldn't you like to know? Judith, Mike, and Pharaoh, Billy and the Brady Low. Tired of the mainstream media lies. Listening to Mike and Billy, open your eyes. Judith, Mike, and Pharaoh, Billy and the Brady Low.
And aloha, America. Welcome back to the show here. And boy, the news is just pouring in thick and fast. And I apologize to Mike Phillip. We were going to do a half hour, but really had to reprioritize here. We're now getting video footage. Somebody had a camera watching that surface-to-air missile going up and hitting Flight 17, we're now getting the first video footage from the actual crash site. It's very graphic. There are bodies all over there, and we are now getting confirmation that 23 American citizens were on that aircraft as well. So it's a major, major disaster. Somebody shot this plane down. And I am leaning strongly toward Russia's theory that Kiev wanted to shoot down President Putin's aircraft and kill him, maybe blame somebody in Russia for it to throw Russia into turmoil, during which Kiev could consolidate its hold on eastern Ukraine. And they hit the wrong airplane. The aircraft are very, very similar, similar color livery. That Flight 17 was 17 minutes late out of Amsterdam, and was very close in time and space to the expected path of Putin's aircraft coming back from South America from all the BRICS meetings. So, very ugly situation. Israel, of course, has mounted their ground invasion into Gaza. It's being led with heavy shelling, heavy artillery. This is a war crime. There is no justification for any of this. All of this was started with this killing and kidnapping of three teenagers. Now, remember, over the July 4th weekend, there were eight murders inside the city of Chicago. Should we start bombing and shelling the state of Illinois? Netanyahu has declared war on Hamas. Hamas is the legal elected government of Gaza. This is like Canada declaring war on the Democratic Party here in the United States of America because two kids up in Alaska went missing. That's how insane all of this is. Nobody is buying that this is anything but an outright invasion by Israel, which cannot seem to go 6 months without bombing and invading anybody. This is absolute slaughter. For a nation that hides so much of what it does behind propaganda about Hitler and the Nazis and the Holocaust, aren't they acting just like them? And the answer is, yeah, they are. So, anyway, 23 Americans on that plane. It's an ugly, ugly situation here. All right, getting on back to the economy, we're going to try and get some of this other news done before the end of the show. Story out of RIMF.com about how these so-called development banks are ruining the Philippines by plunging the Philippines billions of dollars deeper in debt. All of these so-called development banks and aid charities and everything, they're all about getting governments to borrow more money at interest to shackle their people permanently to debt slavery. That's what's going on. And all of these wars that we're seeing all over the world right now are all about trying to get the world to go back to using the U.S. dollar for all global trade and banking, because Wall Street makes a huge amount of money off of that, and having allowed our manufacturing to decline and destroyed our agricultural exports with GMO, our financial system can't survive without that mafia-like piece of the action. That's what all these wars are about. Those of you who are in the military or who have family who are in the military, this is what they're risking being killed and crippled for. Which piece of ink and paper the world is supposed to use. And in this modern era of global, instantaneous electronic financial transactions, there really is no need for a single global currency anymore. It's simply being imposed by threat of military force on the world because that's how the U.S. financial center makes money. They don't want to have to work. They don't want to have to actually manufacture products, which they may get sued for when they turn out to be of crappy quality. They don't want to have to actually get their hands dirty growing food. No. Better to just turn the United States government into a giant mafia, an organized crime outfit that goes out around the world and say, you got to give us a piece of the action or something bad going to happen to you. Because that's what our foreign policy is right now. Now, tomorrow in Detroit, there's going to be a massive march calling for a moratorium on shutting off the water to 150,000 Detroit residents. And by the way, there's a new wrinkle that surfaced in that. Apparently, a lot of these gigantic water bills that these people of Detroit cannot pay include water charges from before they took residence, when the property was being used by squatters who weren't supposed to be there, homeless people moving into the empty homes and living there for a while just to get out of the harsh winters and everything. They're using the water. And Detroit's idea is, well, I don't care if you weren't living there at the time. This property owes this water bill. You have to pay it. And if you can't, we're going to shut your water off. It's a very cold-hearted attitude. We have a government that's treating corporations as people, as persons, and human beings as property. And that is not the way it is supposed to be. Now, earlier in the week, Microsoft announced something like 6,000 layoffs, the largest in Microsoft's history. Well, after a little bit of throat clearing, Microsoft has admitted they're actually looking at 18,000 jobs are going to be cut next year from Microsoft. 14% of the entire Microsoft workforce. Microsoft is in serious, serious trouble right now. Now, in my view, Microsoft made two big mistakes. The first one was their arrogance toward the consumer, because Microsoft has a long history of saying, we don't care what the customer wants or what the customer's already doing. We will force them to do things the Microsoft way, and they will like it. And the first example, of course, was Internet Explorer. When web browsers first came online, there was a defined standard for web pages called HTML. Microsoft, when they developed Internet Explorer, threw out some of the standards and said, we're going to do it this way, and you're going to have to do it this way, and because we're bundling Microsoft Internet Explorer with all of our computers, everybody's going to be using it, and you will have to pay Microsoft licensing fees to use our technology for things like embedding media. And by the way, along the way, they doubled the workload for anybody developing web pages, because you had to test for what browser was there, and you had to write two blocks of code for media embedding, one for Microsoft and the other one for everybody else. So they made web developers less productive, less efficient. Doesn't matter. It's completely irrelevant. Microsoft is out there in charge of the world. More recently, of course, Windows 8, where Microsoft just arbitrarily decided to abandon the Windows and mouse desktop paradigm that's been the industry standard going all the way back to Xerox PARC, which is where Steve Jobs got the idea for the Macintosh. And they're going to come up with this tile button interface because we're going to put it on tablets and we're going to put it on phones, and everybody's going to use our interface, and they're going to pay us licensing fees to use it. And it cratered. Nobody wants it. I went out on eBay. I am seeing brand new from the factory tablets with Windows 8 on there being sold for half off because nobody wants these things. That was Microsoft's first big mistake. The second big mistake was getting into bed with the National Security Agency. And while Microsoft is hardly alone in that crime, they took the brunt of the hostile public backlash going back to Windows NT, when there was a beta release of the NT operating system that still contained the symbol table information that revealed NSA key to the world. People see Microsoft as selling computers that take care of the government and corporations and not the end users, and Microsoft is paying the price. We'll be right back.
Important is the air you breathe. Our air purifiers produce activated oxygen, called Aerin. Activated oxygen is the natural enemy of odors, pollutants, and many other harmful substances, yet it's completely safe. Our powerful air purifiers unleash the power of a thunderstorm, destroying pollutants in the air we breathe. It destroys many viruses, bacteria, and fungi, kills molds, and oxidizes chemical fumes and toxic gases. It removes smoke, pollen, and pet odors. Made with quality stainless steel, our portable air purifiers come with a manufacturer's 4-year warranty. If you haven't experienced the Aerin process of fresh, clean air, then call us today and receive 10% off your order. 877-605-9200. Again, that's 877-605-9200. Time for you to breathe clearly again. 877-605-9200.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website, by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Nice shooting. Hey, that's a sweet AK-47 chest rig. Is that multicam?
Yep, got it from StrikeHardGear.com.
Strike what?
StrikeHardGear.com.
Set your sights on StrikeHardGear.com. Tough, tactical gear for your Soviet-style weapon that's made in the USA. Affordable, plus a no-questions-asked 30-day money-back guarantee and lifetime replacement warranty. StrikeHardGear.com. Go ahead, pull the trigger.
HempUSA.org has a revolutionary wonder food for detoxing the body and rebuilding the immune system. Microplant powder can help unclog arteries and soften heart valves while removing heavy metals, virus, fungus, bacteria, and parasites. Plus, it cleans and purifies the blood, lungs, stomach, and colon. Keep your body clean with microplant powder. Order today at 888-910-4367 or visit HempUSA.org.
Herbal Healer Academy presents its spring specials. All sizes of our 500 parts per million colloidal silver are on sale, along with products to help you lose weight, like apple cider vinegar, Hoodia, Metabolic Complex, and Pro Metabolic. That's not all. Anti-Parasite Intestinal Freedom, Wormwood Plus Complex, Stevia Liquid Sweetener, and the Super Enzymes are on sale. Visit HerbalHealer.com to order yours. Request our free 128-page catalog. Healing the world with nature, one person at a time. HerbalHealer.com. Come to Finca Bayano, a small community in Panama, which is being established for people who believe that a future crisis may be difficult to survive in North America after a collapse of the system. Go to bugoutpanama.com for more information. There is limited space for 100 people only. Go to bugoutpanama.com to immigrate as long as you can. Prepare. Don't despair. At bugoutpanama.com.
Hi, my name is David Merlin from TakeFromCaesar.us. Income is defined in the tax code. All property is a cost, including labor, according to statute. You're deprived of the provisions of Section 83 whenever you pay an income tax on your compensation. According to Section 83, only the excess over the amount paid is gross income. The government can't so much as provide an interpretation of Section 83 of its own. Get your paradigm shift and understanding today at TakeFromCaesar.us.
Herbal Healer Academy presents its spring specials. All sizes of our 500 parts per million colloidal silver are on sale, along with products to help you lose weight, like apple cider vinegar, Hoodia, Metabolic Complex, and Pro Metabolic. That's not all. Anti-Parasite Intestinal Freedom, Wormwood Plus Complex, Stevia Liquid Sweetener, and the Super Enzymes are on sale. Visit HerbalHealer.com to order yours. Request our free 128-page catalog. Healing the world with nature, one person at a time. HerbalHealer.com.
Well, they're stealing down on Wall Street and in Washington, too. You know, it makes me wonder, what's a guy on Main Street to do? I've always tried to be an honest, upstanding kind of guy. But I must admit, lately, I thought about giving something else a try. Oh, I want to be a pirate. I want to sail the seven seas. Yeah, I want to be a pirate.
Welcome back to the show. And speaking of NSA, we were talking about them in connection with Microsoft's change in fortunes. And I think, to be very honest, I think it's time for Microsoft to go away. Because when you have one company trying to, and in most parts succeeding in dominating an industry, it stifles innovation. It certainly prevents new people from coming in with new ideas. Small startups, it's all just you will do things the Microsoft way, and that's it. And Microsoft has been losing market share to Apple and to Linux. In fact, Windows 8, amazingly enough, is losing market share to Windows 7 machines and refurbished XP machines. That's how badly they bungled this. And I think between Microsoft's decline and the NSA spy scandal, it's going to be a huge surge for the open source movement, for people to go back to the good old days when we wrote our own computer code to do what we needed to have done. And of course, the NSA doesn't want to have that happen, which may be why the IRS was recently discovered to have been targeting open source organizations right alongside the Tea Party and political dissidents in Obama's enemies list. But speaking of the NSA, one of the Snowden revelations is apparently there's kind of this clique or club inside the NSA, a culture where they're trading around nude photographs of people, sometimes in engaging in sex, and they're passed around. And we're not talking about photos people have voluntarily put up on Facebook or any of the sites where this stuff goes on. We're talking about pictures captured with webcams, with the cameras on the tablets and the laptops and the smartphones, because they can access those as well. And if they caught your wife or your daughter naked, they save the picture and they say, oh, look at this. It's better than Playboy. And again, we proved in our NSA code challenge, these guys can't actually find real criminals and real terrorists. People who've got the ability to develop their own encryption systems are immune to the NSA. It's all about watching you, hoping to see your daughter and your wife naked or engaged in sex. Ooh, look at them go at it. My goodness, we're having fun. And they're getting huge, fat government paychecks to do this stuff that you're paying for. Now, even before the shootdown of Flight 17, Obama was escalating the situation against Russia. He literally issued an order to Vladimir Putin to halt the flow of weapons and fighters into Ukraine, none of which has been proven. But under that flimsy excuse, he has, by executive order, imposed tough new sanctions on Russia. These are not targeting individuals. These are targeting entire companies and banks. He's out there trying to say, this is all Russia's fault here. You know, Saddam had nuclear weapons. Assad gassed his own people. Russia's to blame for Ukraine. Ignorance is strength. Freedom is slavery. Warming is cooling, and everything else that we get out of this government here. Now, Russia obviously is very, very concerned about this latest round of sanctions. And by the way, the European Union is kind of cool on this whole new sanctions coming from the U.S. There are 9 member states of the European Union saying they're not going to go along with this. And this is likely to cause greater financial harm to the United States than it will to Russia, but small price to pay to get those gosh darn Ruskies and end the threat of the ruble to the U.S. dollar and the Federal Reserve. We must always worship the Federal Reserve. Whatever the Federal Reserve wants, they must have, no matter how much suffering it causes for the American people. No matter how many people have to die, the private central bankers must have what the private central bankers will have. So Russia's warning of retaliation over the sanctions, meaning economic retaliation. Little side note, Obama's gun-grabbing agenda got a boost because these new executive orders sanctioning Russian companies includes the Kalashnikov company. So Obama's newest executive order bans the sale and importation of AK-47 rifles. So if you have not already bought one, probably by the time you get to the gun store, the price is going to be 3-4 times what it was last week. Now, Chris Christie, who's obviously angling for a run at the White House in 2016, is out there talking to people, listing all of Obama's policy failures and saying, you remember the stimulus package? We've got Obamacare, the NSA scandal, Benghazi, the stimulus package. And now it looks like the immigration crisis is going to become Obama's latest absolute disaster. Story out of Investment Watch blog, revolution beginning in 237 communities. Now, what they're talking about is over this coming weekend, there are going to be major protests against this illegal immigration reform and against amnesty. And they're already scheduled in 237 cities across the United States of America. More are being added every single day. We got a list posted to whatreallyhappened.com. So find a protest near you and join it. If there isn't a protest near you, start one. Just 4 people out on a street corner. No amnesty for illegals. We have 90 million Americans who willing and able to work, who cannot find a job. We cannot allow more of these people in, especially because it's going to precipitate a health crisis. These are very, very ill people. Nancy Pelosi has now taken the position that she wants to slow the deportation of illegals back to Mexico. And they're all out there talking about, oh, it's compassion. We have to care for the, it's for the children and the rest of it. What about America's homeless children? What about America's hungry children? This is where it's backflashing on them. The hypocrisy is just too overwhelming to ignore. Apparently out in Oracle, Arizona, the Department of Homeland Security was going to do another immigrant dump off. They got blocked by the citizens. This is happening all across the United States of America. By the way, story coming out of ABC now, confirming that these illegals are coming across the border. They're not all being medically screened. They're just being put on buses and planes and shipped to the rest of the country. Scabies, H1N1, AIDS, tuberculosis. It's only a matter of time before one of them is carrying Ebola. Last week, the corporate media was saying, oh, this is just fear-mongering. These people are all perfectly healthy. There's nothing here. Now the border guards are all coming down sick with illnesses not seen in this country in 10 years. Washington Times has an interesting story. Illegal immigration crisis poses quandary for Democrats. And they're basically looking at that this was going to be the big issue for this coming November. They can't talk about Benghazi, can't talk about the economy, can't talk about the wars, can't even talk about Obamacare. They needed something to run on. It was going to be immigration reform, and it has backflashed on them horribly. Where now Democrats who were all in favor of amnesty, now they're having to back away because they realize this could now cost them their job. And it all comes back to that utter hypocrisy. Where the Democrats are feigning this compassion for these children coming across the border. I think they were soliciting children so they could say, it's children. These are harmless people. They're MS-13 gang members. And yet at the same time, these Democrats have abandoned the U.S. homeless, the U.S. hungry, the veterans. But they're there to roll out the red carpet for the illegal aliens and get a photo op with them. They thought this was going to be the issue they could ride into November to offset all of the other disasters of the Obama administration. Obama doesn't have a single thing he can look at that he can point to as a success for the last 6 years. He was going to get amnesty. Amnesty was it. Immigration reform. Look at we've accomplished immigration reform. And in choosing to bring these children across the border, they weren't thinking because these kids are too young to vote. And now Obama's staunchest supporters are backing away and saying, we better stay away from this. This has provoked rage in Americans, not just Republicans, not just Democrats, rage in Americans. Of course, the Democratic leadership is out there saying, oh, this is just a GOP political stunt. There's no reason to not want all these tuberculosis and swine flu and scabies kids coming across the border. When we don't have jobs for legal American citizens, it's just a GOP screaming and crying again. No, it isn't. By the way, the government of Ireland has now confirmed that 2,000 of these babies born in these homes for unwed mothers were put up for illegal adoption in the United States of America, sold to wealthy Catholic families by the church. So, anyway, we're going to take a break. We'll be back with the last segment of our show after these few words.
What will you do without freedom? That's the question the American Freedom Party is asking as a high-tech surveillance state continues to be constructed in the one-time land of liberty. Through methodical gradualism over many years, the United States has been hollowed out economically and morally. The Republican Party is little more than a partner in crime to the open globalism and cultural Marxism of the Democrats. Both parties support the offshoring of American industry and jobs, open borders, endless wars of aggression all over the world, and slavish obedience to Israel and to the banksters and gangsters of Wall Street. The American Freedom Party is guided by by the sole principle of supporting what's good for America and Americans. The American Freedom Party rejects the archaic liberal conservative paradigm in favor of an outspoken advocacy of freedom and liberty that rings true to America's traditional values and way of life. The hour is late, but America can yet survive and begin to thrive again if enough Americans act to regain their freedom. The alternative is too bleak to contemplate. Learn more about the American Freedom Party by going to AmericanFreedomPartyInfo.us. That's AmericanFreedomPartyInfo.us.
It seems that everywhere you turn to these days, people are talking about the health benefits of silver. But don't be fooled into believing all silver is the same. Only one silver solution has been clinically shown to be hundreds of times stronger than colloidal or ionic silver. That's supernatural silver. It can be used internally as a powerful immune system enhancer to fight off bacteria and viruses. Supernatural silver can be used topically to treat any type of wound or skin issue. It's even gentle enough to be used on the ears, eyes, and sinuses. And unlike harsh drugs and antibiotics, supernatural silver has no side effects. Available as a liquid or a gel that you can use every day to stay healthy and well. To experience outstanding customer service and to place your order, visit SupernaturalSilver.com. Use the promo code SILVER2014 for 20% off your entire order. Give yourself and your loved ones a fighting chance with Supernatural Silver, only at SupernaturalSilver.com. SupernaturalSilver.com.
Get the newest book, Epigenetics, by Dr. Joel Wallach, author of Dead Doctors Don't Lie, and receive a free membership to purchase all products that Dr. Wallach formulated at wholesale prices. You'll also get a free CD of the most famous health lecture in the world, Dead Doctors Don't Lie. Join the health revolution and learn to deal with health issues with all natural products. You'll receive all this for only $25 plus shipping and handling. Call Marge at 888-311-4311 or Char at 800-969-9272. If you don't reach someone, just leave your name and phone number and your call will be returned. Again, you'll receive Dr. Wallach's book, Epigenetics, a free membership to enjoy wholesale prices on all of Dr. Wallach's products, and the CD, Dead Doctors Don't Lie, all for just $25 plus shipping and handling. Call Marge right now at 888-311-4311 or Char at 800-969-9272. Call now.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Hey, neighbor, what are you doing digging? You had a heart attack last year.
Oh, I know. I was told no more hard labor.
Then why are you digging?
Well, I've been taking Extendivite. It's been approved to help my heart.
Extendivite? Is that a new drug?
No, not a drug. It's more like an herbal combination made from garlic and cayenne.
Herbal? How can that help?
Well, actually, we've taken herbs for thousands of years. And Extendivite is doing the job for me.
Does your doctor know about Extendivite?
Yeah, my doctor knows, and he said it seems to be working for you, so don't stop taking it. I feel great taking Extendivite. I don't want to stop.
To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822, or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Corporation. The banks rule our politicians. They don't deserve our thanks. Then they tell us the banks are too big to fail. When the banksters all need to be in jail.
And aloha, America. Welcome back to the show. Last segment of our program today. And obviously the corporate media is now totally focused on Israel's attack on Gaza, land, sea, and air. It's just all out. It's total war. Total war against the people of Gaza. Just because Netanyahu wanted to do it. Striding across the world like Lord Sauron. Bringing conquest, death, and misery and enslavement to everybody in his path, aided by Saruman in the Oval Office. Don't write me about Saruman was the white wizard and Obama being black, because we're not going to go there. Interesting little story. The other day we were talking about this guy who's been on death row for something like 28 years. There is DNA evidence proving he is innocent. The courts have already overturned his sentence. He's still in prison because the prosecutors are trying to figure out some way they can go back in and retry and reconvict him, even though they're aware of DNA evidence that exonerates him. Now, there's another article over at the Truth Shall Set You Free.net echoing an article from Novosti about how the U.S. Justice Department and the FBI apparently were delaying notifying prosecutors in dozens of death row convictions that the evidence provided by the FBI may have been flawed. Apparently, at least three death row defendants were executed before the FBI notified the prosecutors that, hey, that evidence we gave you, well, there was a problem at the lab. Do you remember a guy by the name of Frederick Whitehurst? He used to be the head of the FBI's forensic laboratory. And then he went public about how the FBI lab was routinely altering the conclusions of their tests and reports to favor the prosecution, to imprison and execute people who may have been innocent. And he was demoted to the head of the paint chip division for that. And it seems like the FBI apparently hasn't learned from past mistakes. They're still out there fabricating evidence to go on out and sentence people to prison or worse, to death. And this is why we cannot allow a death penalty, because the government that's supposed to be in charge of that horrible authority makes mistakes. And driven by ambition, these prosecutors and judges, they just want to score points. Like an old Wild West gunfighter, they want notches on the handle of their gun about how many people they've killed, because it shows how butch they are. The other day, we're talking about this TSA worker who, when he saw a driver's license held by a passenger that said District of Columbia, demanded to see a passport because he thought that was somewhere in South America. Another story about the TSA coming out of Oroz.com. Apparently, up at San Francisco International Airport, there was a security screener who was taking really cute women out of the line into the private booth for pat-downs, fondling them all over, apparently got away with it for quite a while before somebody realized this guy didn't actually work for the TSA. Over in Joplin, Missouri, they recorded their coldest July temperature ever. And Wisconsin is having their coldest year on record by a wide margin. This whole human-caused global warming hoax is falling apart. Australia just dumped their carbon tax. They finally reached the point of saying, we can't support this anymore. It is inescapable. The world has gone into a cooling trend. This was all a hoax and a fraud to separate you from your money. And anybody who says there's no such thing as giant, wide-ranging conspiracies against the people, this is the good example. We got it. Staked out, naked on the ground for you to study in fine detail. It involved the United States government. It involved the United Nations, the Intergovernmental Panel on Climate Change. It involved agencies like NOAA and NASA, universities like Penn State and the University of East Anglia. They all got on board this thing because that's where the funding was. We're out to prove humans are warming the planet and have to pay a carbon tax. And Mother Nature said, no, we're going to go the other way. The sun is cooling down. Solar output is at a 100-year low, and the Earth is going into a new little ice age. So Obama's going to have a tough time selling his carbon tax. Another one of the boondoggles that came out of this whole human-caused global warming renewable fuel are the wind turbines. Remember, we've been talking about those. Very high failure rate of the industry standard unit. The company that makes them in the spare parts has already gone out of business. Now the wind turbine industry is admitting that the number of these turbines that set themselves on fire every year is 10 times the number than the official number given by the industry. There are 200,000 wind turbines around the world. The official number given was 12 had caught on fire just because they're doing what they're doing. Turned out it was actually 117. Nearly 120 of these wind turbines catch fire every single year. And they're often sited in these wide areas of open ground with a lot of dry brush below. So it's a major, major problem. All right. I want to go back and recap the two stories that we've been following all during the day. First of all, Malaysian airline Flight 17 on its way from Amsterdam to Kuala Lumpur was shot down over Ukraine. The initial news reports from the corporate media was Russia shot down this commercial passenger jet. Evil, evil, evil Russians. And then when it was obvious that it had actually come down over Ukraine, well inside Ukraine, and that there was no reason for Russia to do something that stupid, the story changed. It mutated. It transformed magically into, well, it was the Eastern Ukrainian separatists who did it. But the rocket that shot it down, the book launching system, is known to be in Kiev's possession. And the story that is now gelling coming out of Russia is that this Flight 17, which was 17 minutes late coming out of Amsterdam, was in the same region of the sky at roughly the same time as Vladimir Putin's presidential plane coming back from his BRICS meetings all over South America. And Russia's position now is that the government of Kiev, the junta, the unelected government, wanted to kill President Putin, shoot him down to throw Russia into turmoil, during which Kiev could consolidate their hold on eastern Ukraine. And they hit the wrong aircraft. So now we've got John McCain out there drooling from the mouth saying, when we prove Russia shot down this commercial jet, there will be heck to pay. And everybody's out there pounding this thing for whatever their agenda is. And it's worth studying to see all these different stories and how all these people are out there pushing their own agenda as to what is really going on. And obviously the second story continues to be Israel has, in fact, while the world has been watching the aftermath of Flight 17, Israel has, in fact, started their ground campaign against Gaza. They're going in with massive airstrikes, artillery strikes. They're invading from the coast with naval assets. Just overwhelming force against a country that doesn't have an army, navy, or an air force. It's invasion and conquest. It's war for the sake of war. That's all it is. Israel doesn't have any justification for this. They're following Moshe Dayan's policy called Mad Dog Israel. Years ago, Moshe Dayan said Israel has to behave like a mad dog, too dangerous to mess around with. And they've been following that policy. And guess what? It's worked. The world sees Israel as a mad dog. And what's really educational for all the people of the United States of America and all the people up in Canada and all the people in Europe watching this atrocity, watching these blatant war crimes, as terrible as anything the Nazis did to Europe, look at your own politicians who are standing up there and saying, oh, yes, Israel is right to do this. Gosh darn those Gazans and Hamas. Really, they should have left long ago. This is really all their fault. You know, with their bottle rockets and everything, and Israel is right to defend them. Israel's not defending themselves. Look at the maps of Israel from its formation to today. It is Israel trying to wipe Palestine off the map. And it looks like they're about to succeed in Gaza. And I did predict this was going to happen. Back when Ariel Sharon made that deal to generously give Gaza back to the Palestinians if the world would ignore the illegal Israeli settlements in the West Bank, I predicted when those settlements are facts on the ground, Israel will take Gaza back, and that is exactly what is happening right now. You should be angry because they're making you pay for all of this. We're going to head on out of here. There's the music. We got to get some errands done today. I got to go over and do Jim Goddard's report now up in Vancouver. That'll be online a little bit later on. We'll be back tomorrow, Friday, here on the Republic Broadcasting Network. Please go over to republicbroadcasting.org and hit that donate button. We need your help to keep getting the truth out. Back tomorrow. Aloha, America.
With financial